You may not know this, my colleagues, but every time I pray, which is very frequently, and certainly every Sunday, I pray for all of you together. In the earlier years, I used to pray for your happiness, for the fact that we would, working together, heed the words of President Kennedy in the closing of his inaugural address when he said, "May God's work must truly be our own. How do we view what God's will is for us? How do we come together to give confidence to the American people that, as our founders intended, we would have our disagreements and we would debate them and we would have confidence in our beliefs and humility to listen to others?" But in more recent years, I have been praying not only for that, but for our safety. As I, above anyone in here, and I can say that quite clearly, have been probably the target of more, well, I'm the political target and therefore the target of more threats than anyone, perhaps other than the President of the United States, Barack Obama. And so I prayed for Barack Obama, and now I continue to pray for him, and I pray for Donald Trump, that his presidency will be successful and that his family will be safe. Because it is about family. We are called for a purpose to this body. It's a great thing.